about what we're holding.
We're talking about Shemitah now. We said, if anyone remembers, that there's times for each thing to get rid of the Shemitah year. What do we need to get rid of? We said you can make them hefker and then bring them back to the house. We said that grape juice and wine and grapes, their time is an Erev Pesach. But let's say you have one bottle left. It's for the Seder night now. Then you don't have to get rid of it. The last bottle you could leave for two bottles, whatever you need for your family, you could leave even though the time came to get rid of it. If it's just the amount that you need for the Seder night, or for a few meals, three meals, then you're allowed to keep it in the house. You don't have to get rid of it. Not only the fruits and vegetables you have to get rid of them at these certain times of each thing when it's finished in the field. Not only that, but also money. If people Shemitah money, right? Shemitah money, he has Kedusha, and he didn't buy food with it yet, he also has to make an hefker. Let's say he stole the grapes. Now he has money, Shemitah money. Now it's Erev Pesach, he has to make them hefker. Again, he goes and take it back home. What he has to do is really to buy foods and other foods and eat them till that time. It's not only fresh foods, also if it's let's say pickled or you made juice out of these fruits, whatever it is, till that time you have to get rid of it. But we said already, get rid of it, you don't have to literally throw in the garbage, you can pick it outside with your friend and say this is hefker. It's hefker, anyone can take it, then bring it back home.
Is that the same with canned goods?
Yeah.
Because you may have, it may have a 6-year shelf life.
Yeah, it's true. But all these canned goods, they won't have any dishes for you. Positive. It's either at the Mechira or from Chutz La'aretz or from Arab or something. 100%. It's not at the Mechira. At the Mechira is only fresh.
Do they have a special
tzuda? Yeah, the tzuda will say which vegetables they use. And if not, you could ask them, and then they know exactly. What do you do with vegetables on the Shemitah? You ask them. They tell you, we have it a mechir, we have goy. There's an extra that they sense. If it's Rabbanu, they tell them it a mechir. At least most of the things.
What?
Heter mechira. Remember that term? That they sell the land to a goy?
Yeah.
You see if it's rather good, they probably have, on the fruits and vegetables, if the hechsher replaces the rabbanut, the fruits and vegetables are probably heter mechira, meaning a permission to sell the land. Through this permission of the rabbis to sell the land, and then the fruits and vegetables don't have any kedusha. The higher places would probably have from Chutz La'aretz, or grown by goyim, mamash. Not that you sold the land by goyim, brought in from Gaza. I don't know what Gaza now in Gaza, but wherever they grow, right? That they're not growing anything.
Well, I was reading an article that farmers around Gaza are having a major problem.
If the days came that one has to get rid of things that he did not, you can't use it forever. But it depends. If it's he just didn't know that that's the date, so he could didn't know it's the date. He could do it the hefker now. But if he went to yeshiva and he learned that the rabbi said yeshiva learned the halacha that you have to get rid of grape juice on Erev Pesach, and he didn't do it, it's not an excuse that he didn't know. You should have known. Okay.
Now, pictures? I need the fans.
Afterwards,
on the dark color is so deep. have a look, I could do.
Let's see, like, long quote that addresses Jews all the generations of the world. So.
Do you need sticky?
But you not allow grape juice?
No, I didn't say can I grape juice. I said that grape juice and Irish. Grape juice of Talbezi and Irish Jewish Shviz. But every place after you take it outside the house and say this in front of three friends, this is Hefka.
And then you can take it?
And then you can take it back in. If you didn't do it and you knew the halacha, you can never use it. You have to give it to someone else.
If you didn't do it and it's already in place?
Yeah. Unless it's a very little amount, just that you need for the Seder or whatever, for three meals, then you're allowed to keep it.
Yeah.
So, now there's another mitzvah, very important mitzvah. It's called mitzvah shmitas kesafim. Dropping your money, meaning dropping your debts. It says like this in the pasuk. Ah, should I translate the whole thing? Okay. Miketz sheva shanim taseh shmita. At the end of the 7 years of the round, you should do Shemitah. Is that Dvar HaShemitah? This is what the Shemitah you should do. Shamot kol ba'al mashay adar asher yashay b're'u. Right? Drop. Anyone that owes you money, drop the debt. Lo yigash et re'u v'dachiv. Yorash v'ashen. Don't approach your friend or your brother. Because it's Shemitah. Et anokhi v'igash. Go and take your money that he owes you. Right? But what you have by your brother, don't take it, leave it, drop it. Efes kidoy b'chayivyon, right? In order for you won't have any poor people by you. And Hashem will bless you on the land that He gave you to inherit. Only listen to the voice of Hashem to keep and to do all this mitzvah that I'm commanding you today. Because Hashem, your God, bless you as He promised you. And you'll lend to many goyim, and you won't have to loan from them. You'll rule over many goyim, and you won't have to be ruled over from them. Rule by them. And if you have a poor man for your brothers, he lives in your city or in your land that Hashem gave you, don't harden your heart, and don't close your hand from helping your brother, your poor brother. Rather, you should open your hand and lend him as much as he needs. Watch it. You shouldn't have any heart, something harsh in your heart to say, it's almost Shemitah here. I'm afraid I might lose my money, so I won't give it to my brother. Hashem will say it's a sin for you. Rather, you should give him and don't have a bad heart over him when you give him, because of this thing, Hashem will bless you and all your things, and then there won't be any poor people in the land. Therefore, I'm commanding you to open your hand to your brothers, the poor people in your land. Yeah? So we learned that's the psukim.
So, how are you supposed to handle this?
So, let's see. Let's go.
How do you handle tzedakah during Shemitah?
What are you going to do with tzedakah?
Let's
see in a second. Oh, what is the practical? I read the psukim. Let's see what lemaisa for our life. We find here there's three mitzvahs regarding Shemitas Ksafim. Shemitas Ksafim, dropping monies. Okay? Money, you know,
like money,
yeah, yeah, we'll see what that means. Drop your money. What does that mean? The first mitzvah is that shmid et kol achovot shechayav adam lechavro. First mitzvah is to drop all the debts that one owns you. Someone owes you money, to drop it. No, you just don't know me.
A yovel, no.
No, shmid every 7 years.
The end of the
month. I should buy money, and then next year I'm good. If you want, we'll
see in a second. 7,000 shekels.
Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Miketz sheva shanim. That's a shmita. At the end of the 7 years, you should do shmita. Vezed vara shmita, and this is the law of shmita. Drop all the debts that people owe you. Second mitzvah is there's a mitzvah taseh, mitzvah lo taseh. You're not allowed to go after the shmita year and ask the money back from your friends. First mitzvah is to drop it. Let's say you didn't drop it, you still want it, you're not allowed to go and demand the money. The third mitzvah is, people are going to hear this, so they won't want to lend before the Shemitah. Why are you lending money? Now you're never going to pay me back. Then there's a mitzvah, don't worry. Don't think like that. Just lend out your money and Hashem will give you whatever you need. Okay. That's the three mitzvahs. Now we're going to go through the details, okay? Chiyuv mitzvah shmitat sefer. Mitzvah adaseh min haTorah lehashmid ulevatel kol mavei chov b'mikta v'aveh. The mitzvah adaseh from the Torah to drop any debts of the Shemitah year, at the end of the Shemitah year, whether it's debts with a shtar written, with a document, or debts that you stam gave someone 10 shekels and he doesn't remember or he doesn't have the money to give you back. Whatever it is, there's a mitzvah to drop it. It says in the Pasuk. And when does he do it? The Rambam says that you do it at the end of the Shemitah year, meaning not this Rosh Hashanah, before next Rosh Hashanah, before the Rosh Hashanah of Tavshin Ayin Vav, 5776. Yeah? And it's Derabbanan in our days. Why is it Derabbanan? It's just because there's no Shemitah Deraisa now, so also there's no Shemitah by money Deraisa. It's just so we don't forget that there's laws like that, so we have this mitzvah. Shemitah of money is also in Eretz Yisrael and also in Chutz La'aretz. It doesn't have to do with the land, it has to do with the person. People all over the world, Jews all over the world, are obligated in this mitzvah of Shemitah's Chesafim, dropping the debts that people owe you. Even if you live in Chutz La'aretz, nothing to do with Israel land. The land is Dafka here in Eretz Yisrael, because it's the land over here. But the money is Dafka is all over the world, also in Chutz La'aretz. That's what says in Shulchan Aruch. Dropping the money also by a woman. If a woman, people owe her money. Let's see, she's not. If she's a married woman, so it's whatever her husband is. But if she's not a married woman, she's a divorcee, she's a widow, and she was never married before, she, people owe her money, she also has a mitzvah to drop the debts at the end of the Shemitah year. Okay. Even if a kid owes you, there's a mitzvah to drop his debt also. Also, if you, yeah. Lav davka, not only money, also other things is a mitzvah to drop. For example, things that, what's the difference, in, I don't know what you say in English, in Hebrew there's a difference between borrowing, let's say, money is called borrowing, alva'a, and there's hash'ala. Hash'ala is when you buy an object that you're going to return it.
Hash'ala?
Again, lish'ol.
Similar, like
there's two types. There's a type that you return like this. For example, you gave me 100 shekels, I don't have to give you the same bill. I can give you a different bill.
Or 250. Sugar. You're not giving back the sugar.
Exactly, and eggs and bread and all these things. There's a mitzvah. Everything that you don't have to return the actual object, there's a mitzvah to drop. But if I borrowed someone's car, I have to give him back his car. If I borrowed someone's drill to make a hole in my wall, so I have to give back that drill. Of course, there's no Shemitah in the drill. But if I borrowed eggs, right? I loaned eggs to my neighbor, right? And they forgot about it. And I remember, I have a mitzvah at the end of Shemitah to say, I don't want my eggs back.
A mitzvah like that.
We'll see in a second what happens if we give it to you. We talked about it.
Never find another way, was it?
Soon you'll see there's a thing called Pruzbul. We'll learn about that in a second.
There's a singer called Pruzbul.
Yeah? Tviat chovot. Atovei achov shavar al shviit shemidin unishmat over the Torah mitzvah yibriyah v'gan hazeh or yisum yivrei. And if someone after the Shemitah year, the eighth year, and he goes and demands the debt that someone owes him, right, and he asks the person to pay him back, he's over on the Isur. Today is only the Rabbanan. He's called the Belial. You know what Belial means? Man with no yoke of heaven. Bli ol, bli yal. Doesn't have a yoke. Hashem. Hashem told you not to take, not to ask back. Why are you asking back?
It's us to ask or it's a mitzvah?
It's still to ask. And it's a mitzvah, not to ask.
So it's two.
Did you ever ask for your money back?
After the Shemitah year? No.
You loaned it before the Shemitah year?
Well, during the Shemitah year you can ask, of course.
During the Shemitah year you can ask?
Yeah. Till the end of the year. Once the year is over, drop it.
Like 4 or 5 years ago.
Shemitah comes, Yeah, the mitzvah is a drop of debt.
When you send
the
thing
look, we'll see in a second what you do if you do want your debts back.
They should make it crossbow.
Exactly, we'll see about that in a second. I don't think you were here before in El Tisoy. But it has nothing to do with El Tisoy. It has to do with Ezra and Chutzlar. You have to know there's a lot. About Wuzbun, we'll see in a second. About dropping your debts. Okay, so let's see. Which types of debts you have to drop? Kol chov shehigi hazman pir'ono lifnei sof ha'shana shvi'it, batel besof ha'shana shvi'it lifnei tchilat ha'shana shmi'it. Okay? Any debt that... Which debts you have to drop? Any debts that the date to pay back is before the end of Shemitah, you have to drop. Right? If it's a Rosh Chodesh Elul next year, you have to drop it when Tishrei comes. When the Rosh Hashanah comes.
Why couldn't people just start and take special loans before Shemitah?
They could.
And then they know that
they could.
Drop
and actually, if there's a mitzvah, you came late, I'll tell you, there's a mitzvah to lend them the money. That's why Chazal made a puzzle. Hillel Azaken and Gitti. Fourth pair, he made the puzzle. Okay? But why should a family with 10 kids who doesn't have money for Shabbos won't be able to take money because this guy's afraid that they won't pay him back? We have a criminal head, but the Torah doesn't. We think like that because that's what we're trained in this world to think, that people are always lying and always stealing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Okay? Okay. But if I give someone a loan and the date to pay back is on Gimel Tishrei of the year after Shemitah, I don't know the mitzvah to drop it. The mitzvah to drop it will be in 7 years from now. Yeah, if the date to pay back is before the end of the Shemitah, you have a mitzvah to drop it.
Wait, before this Shemitah, you mean? Yeah, then you have a mitzvah.
Before the end of this coming up Shemitah.
Right, then you have not Shemitah.
You have a mitzvah to drop it, you're not allowed to go and demand it. If the date of the payback is after the Shemitah year pass, then you have to pay back. You're allowed to go pay him. Then you go and demand the money from him. Unless the next Shemitah comes again, you didn't pay, so then you have again the mitzvah.
That you're not supposed to go ask somebody if you know they don't have it. You're not supposed to go ask them.
It's true, but maybe you go.
Yeah,
there's a thing in the bank. It's called tochnit chistachon. You know what that means? You put money aside, like what's it called?
Security.
You put money aside for when they get old or for wedding savings, like for weddings or their children, whatever. Yeah, and let's say it's for 5 years, okay? The thing for 5 years or 20 years or whatever it is, and the date to pull the money out, it basically it's a loan to the bank, you know that, right?
Right,
it's a loan to the bank. Owes you that money,
right?
They can now do business and stocks and whatever they decide.
Not your money though.
It's your money.
Your money,
you get interest on that and they can do business with it. It's a
demand document.
Yeah, good. Now I'm talking about Jews, not about Goyish banks. See, in our days I think most banks for sure also have goyim on it, not only Jews. We have people together, but maybe they'll be. Let's say the bank of a Jew. And you have money in the bank there in the Chotochit Chisachon, which ended before the end of Shemitah year, you have to pull the money out. I mean, they have to pay you back. They have to pay you the money. It released the money to you. Right? And you didn't do a fool's boot or anything. You have a mitzvah at the end of the year to leave the money in the bank. That's why you better do a Fuzbud, and some of you talk about Fuzbud, okay?
How do you do this Fuzbud?
I'll tell
you about it. I want to know already, this is bugging me.
Okay. Come next week.
And I'm going to say it today?
Maybe. It's a document that.
Okay, sounds to work.
You sign on it, that's all.
Does the guy have to sign it?
No, only the one who people owe him.
Does that be Adib and stuff?
I don't know, we'll see in a second. Same thing with a check. If I write a check to someone, write him a check with the date of before the end of Shemitah, and the guy did not pull the money out of my account until after Rosh Hashanah after Rosh Hashanah, after Shemitah, I have a mitzvah to drop that money.
What do you mean, to not take it?
Okay. To not...
Who? I write the check.
Forget it. If I gave someone a check. No, opposite. Someone gave me a check.
Right. Reuben gave Shimon a check.
Okay. Shimon did not. And the date is before the end of the Shemitah year. And Shimon didn't have time. He went to Uman. He didn't have time to now to deal with it. He said, when he comes back, for some reason, put it in the account. And he forgot. You came
did
after that.
Put it in?
He has to drop it. Unless there's a pool's book. Unless he made a pool's book. Okay?
Awesome.
But if the date first for after Rosh Hashanah, so of course he's allowed to pull. Again, another thing. Credit card. You know what a credit card is?
What's that?
It's a very filthy
thing.
Why do you
keep asking me for this thing? What is it?
I don't know. It's very filthy. Dirty and filthy. You should never have one. Right? If you do have one, keep your credit on zero.
You pay it off every month.
The best thing is the credit card... Not a minus credit card, a plus credit card, meaning that you put in, let's say every month you have a certain salary of 10,000 shekels, put that in, and then you can use it on the credit card. That's what I have. It's called a debit card.
Right.
Yeah. Beautiful, I love it. No money.
The advantage of a credit card.
Having cash is better than use a card. You don't see the money going out, you just think
that's
it's
the
like
you thing.
Pay the thing, and like you see it going.
Ross says you should have a credit card.
True. I saw it in my own eyes. They're not cutting much.
Do you want me to turn them in?
What? I'm going to turn them in. I think it's eight to it is if you shouldn't borrow it.
You cannot. Let's get there.
We're Rosh Hashanah.
We should all turn in that credit card.
If you want to turn it in, you can check with them.
Like maybe they want a lot of credit cards.
No, the Rav takes them. I saw my own eyes. Cuts them with a scissor.
The only advantage of a credit card is fraud prevention.
What's that?
People stealing your card or stealing your number and then charging up whatever.
You can fight it with a
because it didn't happen
card,
yet.
Right, then the card, the money's gone.
It's immediately.
A lot
right.
So the
credit card.
Rav has in his book, In the Garden of Riches, you read about the credit card.
What teaches you?
Extremely dangerous.
Yeah, people lost their lives from this credit card, right? Their wives, their lives, everything.
Yep.
So how come you're allowed to donate to the yeshiva with a credit card?
But by a credit card, and by, you're allowed, a credit card, you're allowed to, there's no, credit card, once you swipe it, whatever it is,
yeah.
You run it through the machine, it's considered that you paid the money, even though, basically, you're right, exactly.
And to answer your question, because the yeshiva holds you, the kolo holds you to a higher standard than the world, which have a problem. So if you remember the kolo here, that means you're part of the reading community, and you're establishing positive things within parts or else.
And you're attached to it.
We're not held to the standards of every Jew or anybody out there. We're held to much higher standards. You're going to be able to pull up on a project.
Yeah, sure. Okay, now if someone has a loan, buy a mashkanta. You should be proud.
Mortgage,
exactly. It's called a mortgage.
What's that?
Okay.
Wait, so what do we say for credit card? I'm sorry, we said credit card is... Okay.
Yeah, no problem. Even though the loan, it's a loan until afterwards. Then buy it.
But when you buy things in tashlumim.
Yeah. So now.
These days, at the time you go to any store, you buy things in tashlumim.
Yeah. So now the month that a person had to pay before the end of the year. Okay? That month. Every month you pay.
Right, every month you pay.
So now came the date, the last date of the year, this year, and the person did not pay it. Right? And he paid it only, now, the Shemitah year passed. He didn't pay the bank, the loan that he took for that month. The bank, if he didn't do a pusbul, what?
Every month.
Yeah, but he paid. For every month that he didn't pay, he had a debt now. 2 years he hasn't paid the bank, issues, there he has fighting with the bank, he doesn't know what to do, he doesn't have money. The bank, if the bank does not do a pusbul, the bank has a mitzvah to drop the money. Don't worry, I promise you, every bank in this country does a pusbul.
Plus, they also have, don't they also have guarantors?
What's the guarantors? Arabian.
Does this all apply? This is obviously only if everything is every factor is a Jew. Jew to Jew only, right?
Only Jew to Jew.
But if you loan money to a boy, you still need a credit card. No. So like things like that.
Torah says explicitly in the Pesukim.
Right. They're allowed to charge.
Came in late. We read all the Pesukim also. We have it soon. Bamidbar. Talk to us about. In the Dvarim Perek as well. Okay. Now, if someone gets paid, let's say per job that he does, he works that day, he finishes the work, he gets paid. If he didn't get paid that day, only tomorrow he'll pay for 2 days, it's called a debt. The guy owes the money right now. It's called a debt. Let's say or the place or every month gives you, and they didn't give you, they owe you money. Because they have a mitzvah to drop it also. Therefore, it's very important to do chuzvah so you don't lose all your money.
In like a paycheck or something?
Yeah. Or in a store. Yeah? Even if you write in the store, it's still a debt, right? You write in the card or whatever, the computer they have.
The
makolet. Makolet, right.
Pay the makolet.
So, if you didn't do a chuzvah, you don't have to pay.
In general, like if I work for Michael, I work for him for Sunday night, who's a catering guy, and he has a chiyuv to pay me. But if I said you can pay me on Tuesday, then forget the personal, just the fact is that I gave him great shoes to be on Tuesday.
If the agreement was on Tuesday, so by Tuesday is a date to pay back.
Right.
But he doesn't have to pay me on the day I work as an employer, correct? As a Jew.
If you did not make an agreement?
Right.
Yes.
You have to pay him.
It's called the Yomot Titen Schoz.
If the
Mitzvah
comes and I pay him, he has to drop that debt.
Exactly. Unless
you still
unless
have to pay
him then,
no?
Right.
That's not fair.
You want to work during Shmita?
I'll kill you if you don't pay me.
We're all recorded, you know. Even without this machine, we're recorded well. With no sound effect, everything is recorded clearly. You know, Rav Levi Yitzchak Ben does atzal. So every morning, Rav Binnenstock Shlita, with another Rav, they used to go and to eat with Rav Levi Yitzchak, and they hid a tape recorder. That's what they had then. Ezra still has one. Under the table, he used to hide it. One time he saw, yes, what is this? So they showed him, you know, he could talk, and then you press the button, and you can hear yourself again. Levi Yitzchak didn't know, he came from Europe, what did he know? So he's like, oh, it's like in Shemayim. That's what his problem was. He said, it's like in Shemayim.
I just showed him a video camera.
It's like in Shemayim. That's how it's going to be. They're going to press the
after
button.
120 years.
And they record you. You hear what you say.
You have 120 years of listening
to I'm not sure the Shvid. Yeah. If someone takes a loan from someone and says, I'm giving you this loan on condition that you won't drop the debt. You will come to me and pay me afterwards. Okay? Fine. So, the guy has an obligation to come and pay him. Why? Because he accepted from himself to pay. But if you come and say, I'm lending you this on condition that the Shemitah won't work on this loan, Shemitah works. He has to drop it. Why? What's the difference? Because you can't say that the Shemitah won't work. Shemitah works.
Right.
It's like saying, I'm lending you this money on condition that the sun doesn't rise in the east. The sun rises in the east, that's a fact, right? It's the same thing. You can't say on condition that the Shemitah won't drop it.
Thomas, isn't
it? Right? Tainus, I don't know where it is. No, we just did Tainus. No, it's not Tainus.
We did this one.
I don't remember it's a Tainus.
Ruckus?
Hold on, it's not a Tainus. I remember I just said Tainus. Hmm? No, Chaba Shoy.
Oh. Where is that?
Anyways, let's see if he says where it is. And he brings the Rambam just as the Gemara. Okay, but if you say, on condition that you will pay me back even if it's not the Shemitah, that's okay. That's a condition. Nothing to do with the Shemitah. You are obligated now, you're obligating yourself to pay even though the Shemitah dropped it. Baba, thank goodness.
So in the document, you don't even need to use the word Shmita in it?
No. Now, if someone lended someone money, right? He lent someone, lent someone, right? And the date was before the Shemitah. And then, without telling the guy who he loaned him, he changed the date to a week afterwards, just so he doesn't have to drop it. It works. Yeah.
Wow.
He did him a favor, he extended the date. You allowed to do that. Just so in order so you won't have to drop it. I lend someone money and he gives me a mashkon. Can you say a booty?
Yeah, collateral.
Collateral. What's a booty? Something else. So you get a collateral, so it doesn't drop. The Shemitah doesn't drop it.
Meaning what? If you have collateral, you still have to pay back that loan.
Yeah.
What if you loan somebody money, but there's no payback date? If you have when you need it, I'll pay you back when I get it.
Yeah, Mitzvah drop it.
Did you drop it? What if you want to drop it, and your wife says don't drop it?
Listen to your wife.
So you don't drop it.
Make a puzzle.
Make a puzzle, exactly. Very simple.
Yeah.
In general, a loan without a contract is 30 days, no?
What?
A verbal contract is 30 days in general, without, forget the streets of Europe.
I'm very there.
No?
I don't know. That's people are more moving than me in money wise.
Who knows more than you? See?
Oh. Wasn't an office?
Yeah. Money that someone puts some in his account, not a chistachon, not a closed, what's it called?
Saving.
Some in his account, he puts money. It's a loan, it's not a debt. Loans you have to pay back. Debts you don't have to pay back. Right? What's doing the loan a debt? A debt is that the date came and you did not pay. Now it's turned from a loan into a debt. A loan is when you lend some money and there's a certain date to pay back. That date didn't come yet. Yeah, so when you put money in your account, you're lending the bank money.
No date.
No date of it. You can take it out any day if you want.
So after Shemitah,
maybe if there's no date, maybe. No.
Right, but it's an on-demand document.
Ah, one second, I'm sorry. You were right. 30 days. If there's no dates, it's a 30 days. But if there's no dates for paying back, so the Shemitah doesn't drop it.
Doesn't drop it. It doesn't drop it?
Yeah. If there's no date for paying back, it doesn't drop it.
Even the fact that you don't have 30 days.
Let's see what it says. If someone, no. Stam a debt more than 30 days, you will drop the Shemitah. The Shemitah will drop it. But if you lend a friend money, less within the 30 days, the end of the Shemitah year, without any date of payback, then the Shemitah doesn't drop it. But if you lend it more than 30 days before the end of the Shemitah, then the Shemitah drops it. Does drop it. So. Very interesting. Tomorrow we'll see more. Is that tomorrow? Is it Hashem?
Sunday.
Yeah, we're showing if Mashiach doesn't come yet.